From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Monday, January 26th. Political leaders from Washington, D.C. and California gathered in Chico this weekend to remember the late Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The memorial also highlighted what could come next for his vacant North State seat. North State Public Radio's Andre Bayek has more.
Notable leaders and hundreds of people filled the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds on Saturday to honor LaMalfa. He died unexpectedly earlier this month. Governor Gavin Newsom attended, and the U.S. Senator Adam Schiff. So did U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who spoke at the memorial. As a major winter storm grounded thousands of flights across the U.S., he arranged for Air Force Two to fly a congressional delegation to Chico. Johnson said LaMalfa inspired those around him. He also highlighted the congressman's roots as a fourth-generation rice farmer, saying Washington is a place full of powerful decision-makers.
But truly great, honorable, deeply respected and loved men are difficult to find. And Doug was one of those rare people.
LaMalfa was closely aligned with President Donald Trump. His death narrows the already slim Republican majority in the House of Representatives. That makes it harder for Republicans to pass legislation. To complicate things further, in California, Newsom's Proposition 50 redrew LaMalfa's district. It turns a Republican stronghold into a district that favors Democrats. Mark Spanagel was LaMalfa's chief of staff. He said redistricting had the congressman gearing up for the electoral fight of his life.
He was itching to play the spoiler for Sacramento's plans.
But as Democrats eye LaMalfa's seat for the future, a Republican will likely serve out the rest of his term. And there's a chance it could be California Assemblyman James Gallagher. He's widely seen as the favorite in the race. Gallagher spoke at the memorial, calling LaMalfa his close mentor.
He had a nickname for everyone. He called me Jaime. More importantly, he called me little brother, and I love that. He was like a big brother to me.
Gallagher also has the endorsement of LaMalfa's widow, Jill. At the memorial, she stood with family and thanked him for running. She said her husband wanted Gallagher to follow in his footsteps.
You share the same values? You think similarly and put God and family above the rest?
The special election to fill LaMalfa's seat has been set by Newsom. It's on August 4th, the latest date allowed under the law. The special primary for that election is on June 2nd. And because it's a special primary, if a candidate wins a majority of the vote, they would avoid the August runoff. Until then, the North State will remain without a representative in Congress for at least 5 months, a reality for the region's residents as they gathered to honor LaMalfa's more than a decade of public service. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
California sales of new zero-emission vehicles surpassed 2.5 million in total by the end of last year. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita has more on the state's progress.
The overall sales have catapulted California past its goal of 1.5 million zero-emission vehicles on the road by 2025. But last year's final quarter saw ZEVs make up almost 19% of new car sales in the state, which is a lower rate than in previous quarters and years. Vanessa Werheit is co-founder of the nonprofit National Charging Access Coalition. She says California passing its goal is not enough on its own, especially amid federal pushback, including ending the federal EV tax credit and other incentives that supported state plans to transition away from gas-powered cars.
It's great that we've surpassed it, but we have such a much longer road to go. We just need to keep doing a lot more of what we've been doing, and we need to do it as fast as we possibly can.
Governor Gavin Newsom proposed a California program to replace the federal EV tax credit as part of his draft budget. Werheit says this, alongside prioritizing expanding the state's EV infrastructure and helping low-income people access them, is key to keeping the transition moving forward. In Sacramento, I'm Manola Sakaita.
At least 150 residents demonstrated on Friday at Children's Park in Chico as part of a national Ice Out for Good Day of solidarity. The nationwide action was organized by Minnesota activists. It follows the killing of Renee Good by a federal agent during an immigration enforcement operation in Minneapolis earlier this month. Protesters in Chico gathered by the fence of the park, holding signs calling for accountability, while many passing cars honked and revved their engines. President Donald Trump has described the shooting as self-defense, but state and local leaders in Minnesota are calling for a full and transparent investigation. Friday's protest in Chico follows earlier coordinated demonstrations across the North State and nationwide. And those were your headlines for Monday, January 26th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.